Leading the news this morning, a massive inland sea is making its way across northwest Victoria, swallowing up farms in its path. Residents in several small communities are being told to evacuate or risk being isolated for days. In Swan Hill, they've been shoring up in the town ahead of the expected peak in a couple of days. And the death toll from Queensland's recent flooding is set to rise with the discovery of what's believed to be more human remains. They were found at Lowood in the Brisbane Valley. Meanwhile, authorities have been working around the clock to get flood-affected schools ready for the beginning of the school year. Tasmania is set to get its first female premier. Treasurer Lara Giddings is expected to be elected Labor leader today. David Bartlett quit the top job yesterday, saying he wanted to spend more time with his family. An Israeli inquiry has found a raid on a flotilla of aid ships bound for the Gaza Strip was legal under international law. 9 Turkish activists died when the flotilla tried to break through a naval blockade of Gaza last May. Turkey's Prime Minister says the Israeli report has no credibility. And a bus has collided with a petrol tanker in southern Pakistan, killing more than 30 people. A huge blaze erupted, engulfing the bus. Survivors say some passengers at the rear of the bus managed to scramble to safety. They've told police they twice asked the driver to stop and rest after he'd fallen asleep at the wheel.